Did you happen to catch them? If you listen carefully and you looked up on the screen, they jumped out at you. They jumped out as redemptive reversals spoken by the prophet Isaiah 700 years before Christ was even born. If you miss them, open up your Bible and read it again. You know what a reversal is. It's going the opposite way. It's an opposite position. It's a different course of action. The lame can't walk, but they will. The blind can't see, but they will. These are wondrous reversals from bad to good, and they were all right there for you to see. In chapter 35, Isaiah talks of a time when life will be peaceful and at last everything will be made right. There will be great joy and rejoicing, not only for humans, but for all of creation. Even the rocks are going to shout for joy. But in the meantime, we wait. And at Advent, we wait for the Christ child who is going to be born. He is our Savior, and He will die and rise again. We know the story. However, we're not home quite yet. Someday we will be. We're in the in-between times. We're looking forward to the future with great joy, and we look for ways to bring joy to other people too, because the joy of the Lord is infectious. The joy of the Lord is infectious. So infectious that you can find it in the strangest places. It was found in the foxholes during World War I on December 24, 1914. The Allied powers, including the U.S., Britain, and France, were fighting the Central powers, including Germany, Austria, and Hungary. It was a starry night, and both sides were tucked tightly in their foxholes, ready to launch the next attack. But it was Christmas Eve, and all of the memories of their families back home and of the birth of Jesus penetrated their hearts. And suddenly, one man, a German man, started singing Silent Night in his native language. And then all of a sudden, the rest of his friends joined in. And all that reverberated across the field and hit the other team, the other ones that were warring, the British. And they started singing in their language. And all of a sudden, all of these beautiful songs were lifted heavenward. Everybody was singing. Well, then something really strange happened. On Christmas Day, they looked out of their foxholes. It was quiet. And you know what? One Irish soldier got up and he walked to the field. His hands were up. Do not shoot me. And all of a sudden, another German soldier came out of his foxhole and offered him a cigar. And then other men came out, and other men came out, and they began to exchange gifts of crackers and chocolate and cigarettes, and they even said, "Look at my family back home." Well, a lively game of soccer actually took place between the two with a makeshift soccer ball. There were shouts of joy just for a little while, and there was no war. There was no war. Things like this happened all the way from the North Sea to the Swiss border. people were coming out of their foxholes and they were remembering the birth of Jesus. This is a glimpse of the future where there will be peace and joy in the whole world. It was a glimpse into the future. You can read about this Christmas Day truce on your internet or on YouTube. You can watch the video. They celebrated the 100 years in 2014. Maybe, just maybe, this Advent, we'll risk ourselves and crawl out of our foxholes and try to bring joy to someone else. Are you willing? Or perhaps you might decide to ditch all of those things that are at war inside of you and let Jesus stop the battle and flood you with joy. He's so good at working reversals and sending us in a new direction. It happened to me. There's a great psalm that says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. It's true. Joy can be found in the strangest places. We need to think again. It can be found in a battlefield in France, an apartment complex in southwest Houston full of refugees from all other countries, downtown streets where the homeless are wandering, and even deep in a human heart. The time is coming. Jesus promised, but now we wait for the baby. And as we do, we sing with great joy for the one that's going to come and make all things right. It will be the grandest reversal the world has ever seen. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for coming to us and saving us, and give us great joy. Please help us in the days to come to put that joy in our hearts and to spread it to every person we meet. It's in your precious and powerful name we pray. Amen.